Happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday dear Lucy, you're finally 30.
Excuse me, 28.
You're not 28, stop telling people that.
Dear, whatever dear it is right now. Time, whatever time it is right now. Here's Luke.
Hello.
She's Lucy.
Hello.
This is Luke and Lucy FM. What's on this week's episode?
It's the one where we're over 30. We are chatting all things 30, middle age, midlife crisis, purchases we've made, decisions we regret, and maybe the 20s were the best years of our lives, potentially.
I get a feeling it's going to be a riot.
I don't know why you have to say we're 30 when I'm clearly 28.
Hello and welcome to Lucy, Luke and Lucy FM. Lucy is in denial. She's reached the age of 30 and is completely and utterly in denial.
I'm 28. And look, I have had a lot. So it was my birthday a couple of days ago and I had a lot of messages wishing me happy birthday, but also saying they had no idea I was 30. They thought I was 25.
Most of these people are blind and have tweeted it via their talking computers.
Absolutely not.
That's what's happened. Hello, welcome to Luke and Lucy FM. If you've never joined us before, this is a podcast where we discuss a different topic each episode. And previously, I mean, you name it, there's 70 odd other episodes to choose from.
We have discussed
Tinder, we've discussed love, we've discussed birthdays,
holidays,
gaming, you name it. Check out the entire back catalogue. Just search Luke and Lucy FM, wherever you get your podcasts from. We're on there, we're on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. Literally everywhere.
Just everything.
Probably outside your house.
Stop naming.
We're probably outside your house right now. Look outside your window right now.
Where are the stalkers in the bushes?
Why are you telling people in bushes, Lucy?
Well, if you're telling people they're outside the houses, then
we're not in bushes.
Stalkers.
To be clear, I've not been in a bush for a very, very long time. I just want to say that.
Clarify that.
I just want to clarify that.
So you have been in a bush at some point. Well, stalking people.
You've been in a bush at some point.
I said I've never been in a bush. You said you've not been in a bush for a very long time.
You're telling me you've never been in a bush.
When I was like a kid playing.
Oh, right.
Wasn't stalking people like you,
though. That's a completely different topic of conversation and not for this episode. This episode of Luke and Lucy FM, we thought we would discuss something that really has happened to us over the past 2 months. In fact, for me, it's been the past like 14 months.
Luke turned 30 a while ago.
Yes, in 2017, I turned the ripe old age of 30.
And you don't look a day over 31.
I don't look a day over 10. And Lucy has recently done and reached the big 3-0.
28.
So I think the first question I've got to ask Lucy is, how are you feeling?
I am feeling great, you know. Like, I have to be honest, I was clearly dreading it, turning 28 again. And I was dreading it for a while. However, I've had the best birthday and I do love birthdays. I'm probably, like my sister said on my birthday, probably the only person in the world that is obsessed with birthdays as much as I am. But I had the best time. I went away with the family, so sunned my little ass off and everything. And I have to admit,
if you want to see photos of Lucy's ass, just tweet us at Luke and Lucy FM.
For a fee, Twitter,
she'll send them.
At Lucy M. Hilton. Might be some. There's no ass pictures on there. So, I have to be honest, like, on the day, obviously, you don't feel any older or anything, and I feel better. I'm the oldest I've ever been, but I feel the best I've ever been. Like,
well,
you
tweeted, Lucy, that you're the oldest you've ever been, but you're also the happiest you've ever been.
I am. I have to admit, I really am. I think all the way
through
my
20s.
So
you're single, you have no kid, you don't particularly like your job. Tell me why you're happy.
Don't like my job. I'm enjoying this right now.
Right, yeah. Well, okay, other than this...
I'm just content. Okay.
You're single and childless. How do you feel?
Maybe content. Well, I'm not ready for a child, okay? And I think content is the right word. Like, I think during my 20s, like, they're supposed to be the best years of your life, but you are riddled with kind of insecurity.
Imagine you was riddled with quite a lot of stuff in your 20s.
Not riddled with STIs.
Have you ever had an STD?
No, I have never had an STD.
So for clarification purposes, Lucy's never had an STD, so congrats to all her ex-boyfriends. You can't catch anything off her.
Yes, or future ones. There you go.
Yes. If there's any future men out there who don't want an STD, Lucy is available. Just tweet us at Luke and Lucy FM.
No, but like, okay, insecurities and stuff like that. I think in your 20s, you're very, like, worrying about what other people think. Whereas this last year and now, I am just not arse.
I think the 20s, by far, are the most difficult time of
they
your
are.
Life. Because
they
you,
are.
You're, let's say at the age of 20, you're still in puberty. I know I was.
Yeah.
I know that
you
I was
still
struggling.
Are now.
I know, yeah. My testicles still haven't dropped. And I kind of think, I'm sorry for saying the word testicle, by the way, as well. You might be driving now and thinking, oh my God, why is he saying the word testicle all the time? Should I just say balls? I'll do some balls, shall I?
Okay, I shouldn't have drunk them.
Yeah, Lucy took a sip of what is a giant white liquid in front of me.
So, white hot chocolate, white hot chocolate actually, to be before clear. Anyone starts thinking different things.
And kind of in your 20s, you're at a stage where you think, oh, you know, I'm 18, I can legally drink, I can drive, I can gamble.
You just get too drunk, you end up crashing your car.
I mean, as I've
probably
said,
gambling too much money.
But as I've said on a previous episode of Luke and Lucy FM, just search it and all good places where you get your podcasts. I didn't drink until the age of 21.
True.
And when you're 20, I was a bit like, oh God, you know, you can do what you want. You know, you can go into town on your own. You can buy games on your own.
You're not a child anymore.
You're not a child anymore, but you can still buy child games. And
you buy child games now.
Yeah, that's true. And kind of, you just think yourself, the world's your oyster when you're 20. You can do anything. And then
but you can't.
Yeah.
And you're poor.
Yeah, exactly. And ultimately, actually, I think, no, it's even harder with the, quote, millennial generation. Mm. I would not like, if somebody could say to you, no, Lucy, would you go back and do your childhood all the way up to 30 again, would you do it?
Yeah, I would, actually.
Oh, wow. But given the current generation.
Because, like, you'd obviously change some things.
But social media wasn't as prominent when you and I were growing up.
Which
on
I
my
think is a good thing.
We saw the birth of the internet.
This made me feel old, actually. I went out for dinner last night and was sat there, and then this big family, well, couples and their children all came in for dinner, and all of the kids were just sat there on the phones the whole entire meal. It was, like, it was just embarrassing, to be honest, like, to watch.
Because they don't talk, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's
and
the thing.
I feel old now. Like, kids should be out on the bikes.
Yeah, exactly. But no, they're instead on the virtual bikes, on the smart tablets.
Yeah. Not speaking to anyone, not making friends.
And that's the thing. Do you not think we're birthing an antisocial generation now?
Well, yeah, I think some people, especially younger people, don't know what to say in a social situation because they're just not used to it.
Yeah. But also, I've kind of found there are two different types of personality that you meet now. You meet the, like, let's say you meet somebody who was in the 20s now, and you talk to them in real life and they seem relatively normal, quite dull, uninteresting.
Mm.
You then look at the social media profiles, their Instagrams, they've got
makeup
on, you know, they're posing in front of a mirror, they're wearing push-up bras, you can see some bits of their ass, and you just think to yourself, hang on, sorry, who are you? Because I don't know who you are.
Well,
I've never seen you before. But
they're
not even Insta-famous. They're just a different person online. And,
yeah.
I really think if somebody said to me now, look, you know, you're 31, you're 9 years from 40.
We are sounding super old.
We're practically dead.
I look really young though.
Yes, so yeah. Keep telling yourself that. And we've kind of grown up in the birth of the internet. You know, you and I have kind of grown up seeing MySpace, Bebo all merge and die, and then
Facebook,
Twitter and Facebook come along. Snapchat was never even a thing. In fact, we had to send SMS picture messages. If you wanted to send a sexy pic to some lad, it was a case of, it was a bit of a chisel, wasn't it?
How many lads did you send a sexy pic to?
I don't know how many lads have received a sexy pic from me. Or Google Images, you can see plenty of sexy pictures. Just search Luke Marsden on Google.
Okay,
and choose your best ones. I can tell you where and when they were filmed.
Wow, okay. This was when you was like 20 as well, aka looked about 12.
But you learn a lot, I think, in your 20s that kind of prepares you for later life. I mean, I had a very strange, I suppose I've not had a normal 20 anyway, because I did Big Brother at 21.
You're just not a normal
And then
person.
I've had a decade of being this caricature. So I think to myself, it's a bit different for me. But like, for example,
how do you feel now, like you're over 30?
Yeah.
Like, you're not 28 like me anymore.
Yeah. To be honest, somebody said to me the other day, you know, Luke, you're 9 years away from 40. Have you thought about marriage and kids? Having recently just broken up from a 5-year relationship, the exact opposite of what I was thinking about was marriage and kids. And I was like, no, I haven't. In fact, I'm just thinking about day to day. But, you know, this is a shocking revelation. And you know when you're old, when you start taking multivitamin tablets every day.
Wow. Well, I'm not doing that yet.
No, yeah.
Well, I'm still young.
But yeah. Well, you've got another year till you're 31. But I can tell you that I'm currently taking iron and multivitamin supplements on a daily basis. Do I feel any
Why
difference?
Is this because you can't pee?
Energetic.
You pee too much, don't you? Lucy, he is like an old man.
We don't need to talk about how overactive my bladder is, although we did have a medical doctor on the podcast previously. I just searched that episode. And Dr. Harriet did tell me that I might need to go and get checked out. And check my bladder out again.
Maybe check everything out. Yeah. You've got the body of a 90-year-old man.
Yeah, but I think, and my eyesight as well, especially. But I just think to myself, Lucy, that's when you know you're old. And there's other signs of that. Like, for example, the other day I found myself in a conversation about chamomile tea.
Okay. See,
so you know you're old.
This is the difference between me and Luke. Like, I am genuinely, I think I'm still hip.
Hip. Well, first of all, nobody is saying the word hip anymore. So that's when you know you're not hip, when you're actually using the word hip.
I'm not talking about chamomile tea, though, am I?
No, not yet, though, Lucy. But you love nothing more than getting in your slankets and Netflix and chilling. Well, I don't know. One of those.
My slankies?
Yeah, no, slankets. It's like a giant blanket that you can put yourself in.
Oh, I actually have one of those.
Oh, well, there you go. I mean, literally, that doesn't surprise me in the slightest.
Ex-boyfriend bought me one. Yeah, okay. Clearly, I'm a sloth.
Yeah. What have you found? Have you began to reassess a lot of things now that you've turned 30? Because you've only been recently 30. You're only a few days into
it. Yeah, I'm only a couple of days. So, no, not yet. I'm still dragging out my birthday for another few weeks. So, I'm still just in party mode. Obvs. However, I have thought I am going to reassess my life in the next coming few weeks.
Well, yeah. Winter's coming and...
Winter's coming. I need to reassess my life.
And you're going to assess kind of where you're up to and everything with it. What sort of things are you looking to reassess?
I don't know. Just my life.
Your love life?
Just change life. You know what I love life right now.
No. As in your love life.
My daily routine. Do you know what I mean? Like, it can get a bit boring, can't it? Like, every day going to work, coming back, blah, 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 boring, boring. Like, mix things up a little bit.
What are you going to do to mix things up?
I don't know. We'll see. I've not reassessed it yet. So come back to me. Our next podcast, I will have a plan.
Right, yeah, of course we will. What about a midlife crisis? Have you thought about this, Lucy?
I'm not middle-aged, so no.
Well, you'd be 3 or 4 years away from being middle-aged.
I don't think 3 or 4 years is middle-aged anymore.
What's middle-aged now?
Isn't it like 45?
Oh, that's a while. People say, you know, oh, now that you're 30, you've got to be more sensible. You've got to... 30's the new 20.
So not sensible. I don't... And also, I still act like a child.
Yeah, and I also don't think 30 is the new 20, to be honest. Mm. Like, I... when we drive to work on a Saturday morning for a radio show, we often see some stragglers coming back from night out. And, you know, some of them I've seen arguing with girlfriends. One of them pushed the girl in the road, had to drag her out.
Yeah. Really?
Well, I practically ran her over. I mean, to be clear, I didn't run her over. I had to slam on.
Serious? Did this happen?
It could have happened. I can't remember. My memory's going.
Fully made it up.
And I just think to myself, I couldn't imagine doing that. I couldn't imagine staying out on a night out till 6 o'clock in the morning.
I do it quite regularly.
Till 6 o'clock in the morning?
The other week I was out till six.
What was you doing till 6 o'clock in the morning?
Partying.
But well, who with?
Friends.
Right, yeah. So are you at a stage, Lucy, now? Have you made some life goals now that you've turned 30? Are you thinking about life goals?
To be honest, maybe I do now need to start thinking about them because I do still act like I'm about 25. And I look 25, obviously. But yeah, maybe I do. Maybe I do need to start being more sensible. Who knows? Like, I don't think you should put an age limit on things. Like, you just... Things happen when they happen. You're as old as you feel. Blah, blah, blah. Like, who cares?
Although you have got a biological clock, so technically I'm just saying
Can we not start talking about kids? I've just had my birthday. You're, like, fully depressing, mate.
Yeah, well, you know, you were born 30 years ago, so it's... I do think, though, Lucy, at this age, no, we should be considering a bucket list.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I might start writing my will. Like, according to you, we're going to die soon.
Actually, funny you should say that, because I was talking to my friend the other day who's got 2 kids. Hi, Andrew. And he doesn't have a will. And I was like, you really need to write a will?
Yeah, Andrew, you do have 2 kids.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I've got no one to leave it to, but yeah. Andrew.
What would you leave your flat plant to? What would that bat left to?
Big Babs can have
what
that.
About your bonsai, Hylios's mum?
Babs and Paul can have that.
Hylios's mum and dad. Yeah, your bonsai tree, who's that going to go to?
That can go to my brother. It's his wedding present.
Who's my Funko collection going to go to? My dog. I do think...
I have nieces and nephews too. They can get my stuff.
Yeah, but I do think, Lucy, that you and I should make a commitment now to say, and this will be immortalised in audio forever, we should make one commitment to each other now.
To make a bucket list?
Yeah, on our bucket list. What's the one item that
for
you want to do?
Podcast, should we bring our bucket list?
No, absolutely not. We're just going to say it right now.
Well, do you know what? I've just been on holiday as well. I went on holiday with my family, obviously, for my birthday. And I was sat next to this gorgeous little old lady on the plane who was having a good little chinwag. She lives in Chester. Hi, Brenda. And she goes travelling all the time. She's been practically everywhere in the world. Like, she's naming all these places. She went to Thailand 2 weeks ago. She was in Cambodia, like, probably 4 weeks ago, like Sri Lanka, blah, 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 blah.
What, she doing an ITV documentary?
What's she doing? She's loving life. That's what she's doing. More than me and you are.
Yeah, we're just sat here moaning about how old we are.
Exactly. She is loving life.
What, she's just going on holiday?
Like, yeah.
Did her husband die?
I'm guessing so. I didn't ask that, but I am guessing
Which husband died?
Maybe.
Yeah, which husband died? Because, I mean, let's be honest, if you and I just left our jobs now, we ain't affording to go to Cambodia and 15 other places.
Because the world is so different now. Like, if you're a 30-odd-year-old and, like, our mum and dad or grandparents' age, like, they've got the retirement and they can, like, we can't retire till we're probably 90.
Yeah, we'll be dead by the time we can retire.
We can
there's no
dead.
Such thing
Work
as stick.
Will kill us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Unless we win the lottery.
Yeah, which is actually, you've got more chance of being run over 70,000 times, I say,
oh,
than
really?
Winning the lottery. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So,
fingers crossed.
Yeah. What, for the running over or for the lottery?
Both.
Lucy, you know what? The one thing, and this might sound not a very hard bucket list item to do.
Okay.
But for me, I'm going to be determined to do it, hopefully before I die. I'm going to kick the bucket. I want to learn how to cook, actually cook.
Oh, yeah, me too, to be fair.
Well, no, but I literally cannot cook.
No, same.
Like, beans on toast is the most I could do.
Yeah, same.
So you can't cook anything. I thought you went for a phase of, like, healthy eating. You was cooking all these fry-ups and stir-fries.
No.
Was that an ex-boyfriend? There's an endless list. Endless list.
All the ex-boyfriends did it for me. No, my brother bought me, for my birthday last year, like, you know, Joe Wicks's Lean in 15 book?
Yeah.
I think I cooked one thing from that. Sorry, Ant. No, but I am going to get into it. Like, I've still got it and everything.
Hi to Joe Wicks. If you want to sponsor us, just tweet us at Luke and Lucy FM. We'll plug you in.
If you want to take me out and teach us how to cook, then that would be great.
Oh, right, yeah, yeah, yeah. You'd love him to souffle you.
Yeah, I would.
Yes, I bet.
How old do you reckon Joe Wicks is?
I don't know. I imagine he's over 30 and
has
an immaculate body.
He does. He's got a cute little face.
Yeah, oh, right, yeah. Yeah, it's his face that you're thinking of. And, you know, another thing when you realise when you're over 30 is when you consider purchasing a very expensive candle. I really feel as though, you know, you must be in this boat, Lucy. Have you not thought, in your 20s,
I do like my homeware a lot more.
You'd never consider purchasing a £90 candle.
I still wouldn't purchase a £90 candle. Would you?
I've recently got an American Express card and I'm strongly considering this £90 candle.
Okay, that is weird.
Maybe it's an excessive purchase.
Why would you spend £90 on a candle?
Well, apparently, you know, it's got soothing fragrances of cedarwood and oak.
If I was Bill Gates, maybe. Like, he can eat the money for breakfast. He's that rich. But
you know what, though? That is actually a good point. When Bill Gates was 30, he was richer than we'll ever be.
Although, Simon Cowell, 42, living at his mum's, broke as a broke person.
It's true.
And now look at him, multimillionaire.
Multimillionaire and can't move his face. He's had that much Botox injections. But the moral of this story is he can afford Botox. He can afford Botox.
I think anyone can afford Botox. Well, not anyone.
Well, not Simon Cowell's level of Botox. Well, it's all in his cheeks like a hamster at the moment.
It doesn't look great.
Hi, Simon.
Oh,
if you're listening.
Simon, we love you.
Yeah, if you'd like to hire us as judges, please just do tweet us at Luke and Lucy FM.
We do love you.
We don't have agents, so we're cheap.
And we think your face is great.
Yeah, well, yes. We think your face is immaculate for somebody who's now 60. And that's the thing, though, Lucy. When you double this in 30 years' time, which is a very...
We could be rich then.
It's hard to imagine, I think, when you're 30, you know, when you were 18, did you ever think 30 would just seem an absolute eternity away?
Oh, God, yeah. I remember when I was 21 and everyone was joking, when, you know, when they're writing your cards, oh, next big birthday is 30. And you're like, oh, stop, shut up. It's nine years away.
And now, actually, the next...
Now I'm 28. Like, it's coming...
Did you make one of those packs with any of your friends in high school or even primary school that if you weren't married by the time you're 30, you'd marry this person?
Yeah, again, ex-boyfriend. And it was 35.
Is he...
So I've still got time.
Oh, you've still got time. But is he in a relationship now?
No, he dumped Kim Marsh while she dumped him.
Oh, right. Well, hi, Kim Marsh, if you're listening. thanks for popping Luke and Lucy FM on your ears. But you've still got 4 years to potentially follow through on that commitment.
I do, yeah.
I
might be snapped up before then, though.
I made a pact with a girl in primary school. Hi, Lorna.
Lorna.
I said that we both said, in fact, if we weren't married by the time we're 30, then
oh,
we
you're
would...
Not married? Why not married
well,
yet?
Lorna is Lorna engaged married? In lives in Milan.
Lorna, you're so selfish.
Yeah, although actually, I'm willing engaged to a ginger person as well. I mean, it's unfortunate for her.
My niece is ginger.
Right, well... And I just think, you know what, Lorna, you've made it. You live in Milan, I live in Wigan. So ultimately, who's the real winner here? And I think it's Lorna.
Well, you're a happy little bear. You're going to America next week.
Yeah. I just think to myself, and that's another thing as well.
Who cares? Like, people judge everyone else on, like, what they've got or who they're married to, who the boyfriend is, blah, 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 where they live. It doesn't actually matter, I don't think, just as long as you're happy, you feel all right. You know, there's people in relationships who are miserable as sin because they actually hate their other halves.
And they've been together for 40 years, but you don't know anything else.
They each other because they're just too set in the ways, and I hate to be that person.
Yeah. That's true, Lucy. I mean,
actually, hate him.
Do you think you've found a new, and maybe not you, but do you think you will eventually find a new level of maturity now that you've reached 30?
I think I'm quite mature.
Yeah, but do you think you'll actually reach maturity now that you've reached 30?
Probably not. Not just yet. Give me another few months. Yeah, years.
What is your?
I'm 28, so I've got a couple.
Right. Yeah. What about these people? Are you going to, you know, when you reach over 30 or any at this age, people start lying about the birthdays and start changing the numbers? You already at that stage?
I am one of those people. Yeah.
Yeah.
I will be honest. Like, I'm not a person who can lie anyway. I will be honest, but I'll probably joke and say, "Oh, I'm 28."
I remember attending what I thought was my auntie's 60th, and it was a massive party. There was balloons that said 60 on it,
and she was 70.
And turns out she was 70 and had a massive party and literally pretended
she
looks great. Hi, Auntie Margaret, you don't know what
Auntie
podcast
Margaret.
Is.
What's your secret?
She visits Lourdes a lot, so I think it's that Dead Sea. She's rubbing all over herself.
The Dead Sea is in Jordan, not Lourdes.
Yeah, Jordan, Lourdes, it's all the same thing.
What?
And she honestly, she looks great. Absolutely great for her age, Auntie Margaret.
Auntie Margaret needs to give me some tips.
But then when I subsequently went to her 70th, she was 70. So I was a bit like, has she paused time? How is she not aging? And then it was I realised
that...
So
how old is she now?
I think she's 107 now. I'm not too sure. I've not seen her in a while.
Oh, Auntie Margaret, you still look great.
Yeah, you do. You do look absolutely remarkable. And I hope it runs in the family, if I'm perfectly honest. I hope I'm alive and I'm 70.
Well, you do look like you're about 12, so probably.
I think on that note, Lucy, that is it for this episode of Luke and Lucy FM, episode 77, if I am right in thinking it is episode 77.
Aww.
And I think, you know what, I think we've left food for thought. Do you not?
I think we've been quite depressive. Or you have.
Thank you so much for joining us on this episode. Please do go through all the way back. It'll take you 30 years to go through all 76 previous episodes of Luke and Lucy FM. We've talked about a whole host of different topics. Just search Luke and Lucy FM. And if you do like it, please tell your friends and leave us a 5-star iTunes review. I forgot to send it to Lucy, but this week I read a blogger on... I think it was on Instagram. She was listening to some of her favourite podcasts, and we were one of them.
Serious?
Yeah. She said we were.
Aww.
You have to be in the right mood to listen. So I don't know what she means by that.
Okay, we need some feedback on this.
But she did when she could was in the right mood. She got into it.
You need to show me this.
So I'll show it to you. Yeah. So
this is super cute. She's my new favourite blogger.
Thanks to a blogger whose name I've completely forgot. I know it wasn't Zoella. Right. That is it from this episode. A massive thanks to you to listening, and we wanted to leave you on a truly inspirational quote, and wait for it. I've googled over 30 inspirational quotes. I'm ready for it, Lucy.
Oh, God.
Life is just a checkpoint.
I thought you were going to say life is like a box of chocolates.
I'm not going to quote Forrest Gump.
Why not?
Okay,
it's a great quote.
Why don't you give an inspirational quote then?
Life is like a box of chocolates.
You've just listened to Luke and Lucy FM. Why not listen to it all over again? Oh, and please, leave us a review on iTunes. Pretty please.
Luke and Lucy FM is part of Podnose, the UK's leading independent entertainment podcasting network. Come visit us at www.podnose.com. That's PODNOSE.com.